Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm feeling very tired. Darren and I were up pretty late recording a couple episodes for Second Player Press Start, which is our gaming podcast that we are going to be launching soon. The podcast is technically live, we just haven't really told anyone yet. And I think we're gonna start that fairly soon. So we recorded an episode where we played the demo for Detroit Become Human, and Darren played through the first hour of God of War, and we chatted at length, probably about 40 minutes on Detroit Become Human and just under an hour on God of War. And I'm really enjoying doing that with Darren. This podcast is kind of cool because I just get to kind of ramble on my way to work, but doing a podcast with someone else kind of fills those gaps, and you really kind of bounce the conversation between each other. And if I had someone who I was carpooling with, this podcast would probably be a lot better than this, but I hope you guys enjoy it. I know I tend to ramble, but that's just the nature of this podcast. I came in with like zero things to talk about today, but I decided to hit record anyway. What can we chat about today? I want to try and reserve video game stuff for the video game podcast. But I guess I could talk... What could I talk about? I could talk about... Let's talk about E3, which, for those that don't play video games, E3 is kind of an annual set of press conferences where all the new games get announced, and it's kind of a showcase of what's to come in the following kind of year to 2 years to sometimes 5 years, depending on the development of these games. And I get very excited around E3 time. It's kind of like Christmas for me. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite E3 moments. I think the console launches were always kind of my favorite. I think the moment Sony announced the PS4 was a really good moment. You had Microsoft come out and announce their Xbox, and they kind of pitched it as this, you know, all-in-one entertainment media center thing, and the gamers were left a little confused. And it was very expensive because it included the Kinect camera that no one really wanted, or they didn't really pitch beyond the TV stuff, why gamers would really need this device. And then Sony came out, announced the PS4, and boasted, you know, how powerful this thing was, and it was $100 cheaper. That moment was pretty awesome, and I love competition. I think it's cool when these big companies are kind of battling for our dollars. I end up buying them all anyways, but it's cool. E3's a lot of fun. I listen to a lot of podcasts around E3 too. It's good just getting everyone's take on all the announcements. As far as things that I'm excited for, I really like The Unknown. I really like when they unveil something new that I've never heard of. I don't really get excited for sequels unless it's a game that I really love, and that I've finished. I really like new stuff and new ideas, and E3 has always been a good place to showcase that. The other thing that I like about E3 is, well, I'd say for the past 3-4 years, Canadian retailers generally discount pre-orders. So I go on this mad pre-order spree of basically ordering any game that looks remotely interesting. And I do this because they usually knock like 30 to 40 bucks off the game if you pre-order it. And you generally don't get billed until the game ships. And it's pretty easy to return the stuff, so I don't really hesitate to do a bunch of pre-orders. I think I've racked like $600 plus on pre-orders before. I didn't end up spending that much, but it's good to just reserve games that you think you might like, because video games are expensive nowadays, especially new games. Like $90 Canadian, some games are now selling for. And I could swallow it when it was, you know, 60 bucks was kind of my sweet spot. I think that was a fair price for a new game. But anything beyond that, I can't do it. So when these E3 pre-orders come up, I like to lock in. Some games were cheap as like $39.99, which every little bit helps. Yes, there's that. I've also been learning a bit about the whole Gamergate thing. I didn't really pay attention to it when it was kind of happening. Like, I was kind of out of it and I didn't really understand what was going on, but I've been watching some videos about it, and just kind of the connection to the current kind of political landscape, and it's quite fascinating. Maybe I'll save that for another episode. So I'm about to order some breakfast because I didn't even have some time to get breakfast this morning. Because, like every morning, it was a mad panic to get out of the house. So I'll stop today's episode here. I hope you have... you can tell I'm tired because I'm just messing up my words. I hope you guys have a good day. And yeah, stay safe, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.